It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Welcome to this television neighborhood. I'm always glad when we can be together. I want you to see something beautiful. This is a bowl that I use for my cereal every morning. It's made out of clay. Isn't it lovely? One of my neighbors made it. And she's someone that I would like you to know. Her name is Eva Kwong. And she makes many different kinds of pottery. You know, I like to introduce you to people who do all kinds of interesting things. And Eva said that if I would come to her studio today, she would show us how she works. There's several people who work at her studio, so let's just go look for Eva. Come along to the studio of Eva Kwong. Here we are. Let's go down and meet her. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi. Glad to see you. I like your ducks there.
Oh, they're our pets.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like you to know our television neighbor.
Well, hi.
Eva Kwong.
Hi. Let's go inside.
All right.
Please come in.
Thank you.
This is our studio.
There's so much to see.
This is where we make the pots. I'd like you to meet Kirk. Kirk, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Kirk. Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Glad to meet you. May I ask what you're doing here?
I'm wedging clay.
Wedging?
Yeah, that's kneading the clay to get the air bubbles out of it.
Kneading it like dough?
Yeah, like when you make bread.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I'm going to go now. I'm through. I'm going to go up to the kiln and check it.
Well, maybe we can see you up there later.
Okay, see you.
Bye. Wedging it, he said. Wedging it.
You mix it all together so it's nice and consistent and smooth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can sit down.
Oh, okay. That really is smooth.
The clay is plastic. You can make it any shape you want.
What are you doing?
I thought I'll make a ball.
Oh, a ball. That's hard to make a ball.
You have to keep rolling and rolling.
Yeah.
So I make...
Mine comes out in a very different shape from you. I remember when I was a little boy, I would make something like this.
Oh, a snake.
Oh, like that, yeah.
Snakes like to curl around.
Yes. How do you make pots?
Oh, sort of like that. Oh, we can make one. I'll make the bottom first, because you have to sort of build it up from the bottom up. You can take this and put the snake around and around. Pinch it together so they stick together.
That bottom's like a fat cookie, and then
yeah.
you add that.
That's like the floor, the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll build the walls now. And we just keep going round and round.
Did you ever do anything like that when you were a little girl?
Sort of. My grandmother used to make dumplings every year for the holidays.
Dumplings, the things that you eat?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We would make dumplings, we make them balls, we make lots for everybody to eat. And she would make them all day. It would take her all day to make them. And we used to watch her. And then we got kind of excited, and we wanted to make some too, because it looked like so much fun. We would make balls, and we also made ducks, because they were good luck.
Ducks are good luck.
Uh-huh.
Ducks for luck.
And then we would pinch them out like that. You take the head, because they have beaks. They have these funny beaks.
And your grandmother would give you those pieces of dough, and you could just make whatever you wanted with them?
And my brothers and my sisters and I, we would all sit around the table, and we would spend hours making them.
Now, this isn't the only way that you make a pot, is it, by coiling it around?
Oh, you can also know that you can also throw them on the wheel, like on a potter's wheel.
I'd like to see that if you do that.
Okay, let's go over. I'll show you. I'll put it on here.
The potter's wheel.
Yeah, this is a potter's wheel.
How does it go around?
Well, you kick it by your foot, so you go like that. And after a while you kick it, it just goes, it gains enough momentum and it just goes on by itself.
But you have to keep kicking it a little bit.
Yeah, every so often it stops. Then you have to keep it moving again. Uh-huh. You know, like the ones in the playground?
Uh-huh. Like a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
A little water.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eva. What a special thing that is.
You want to feel it inside?
Mm-hmm. Oh, feels kind of messy.
Yeah, it's kind of squishy, huh?
Yeah, squishy, yeah. Were you allowed to play with such things when you were a little girl?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. After we come home from school, and we could, when we go to play in the park, or in the sandbox, or when we go visit my aunt in the country, in the gardens. But we always had to clean up when we come back. We had to get washed up for dinner. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful how you make that go. Doesn't that take a long time to learn how to do such a thing?
Yeah, it took a long time. First I couldn't make one. Mm-hmm. Then I had to keep trying, and I keep trying and trying, and all of a sudden one day I made one. So then after that I keep trying some more.
And is this it then? You make this as your pot, and then what do you do?
Well, I could paint it up.
Oh, you put some decoration on it.
I put some white slip on it. We can put a stripe going around. Uh-huh. Let's see. I'll put a couple of spots.
Oh, that nice. Well, now, I just couldn't take this and put my cereal in it.
No, because it's too soft and squishy. We have to wait till it dries first, and then after it's dried, we can put a glaze on it, and then we have to put in a kiln to fire and to make it get hard.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where Kirk said he was going.
Yeah.
To the kiln. Are there some things in the kiln now?
Yeah, would you like to go see?
I really would, yeah.
Okay, shall we go?
But now how do you... Oh, you pull that off like that?
Oh, I cut it with a wire, and then this comes off.
And then what do you do with the rest?
I can make more bowls with
it. Oh, good.
Shall we go see Kirk?
Let's see, certainly.
Let's go. Here's Kirk at the kitchen.
Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Hi, Eva. How'd you guys do?
Just fine. Eva showed me how she makes a pot. Just beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
How are things here?
Great. Look at this nice bowl.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's Eva's.
It's beautiful, Eva. How did you make this design?
I just painted on with a brush like we did in the studio.
Uh-huh. Didn't that please you to see that come out so well?
Oh, it's exciting. It's a real thrill.
I guess so.
This is our kiln, Mr. Rogers. It's made out of fire brick, mm-hmm. and the flames come in the bottom and go out the top and up the stack.
Well, it must get very hot in there.
It gets to be about 2,000 degrees.
Oh, that's a lot more than a kitchen stove.
Yeah, it's, you shouldn't try and fire things in a stove.
No.
Oh. Hey, look at this teapot.
That's one of Kirk's teapot.
You made this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great design. How do you feel about seeing something so good as that come out of the kiln?
It feels pretty good.
What a thrill that must be to see your work come so well.
And this is one of Eva's goblets.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's for special occasions, for celebrating.
Oh, for celebrating. Does anything like that ever break in the kiln?
Yeah, sometimes.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's upsetting at first, but that's the way it goes, and you just have to try again.
Try again. Well, you certainly know about trying many times, don't you? You've worked at this a long time. Well, thank you for showing me all of these good things. I wish you well.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Kirk.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Rogers.
Thank you, Eva. Wish you well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Would you like to help me, Eva?
Okay.
Let's go on back to my place. Come on. Did you enjoy that visit? I certainly did. I love to see people do really fine work. When you were very little, did you sometimes like to play in your cereal? You know, make a mess? Did your mom or dad ever say, no, no? But they would give you a piece of pie dough or cookie dough to play with when they had some? Well, Eva Kwong loved those times with her grandmother, making things together with dough. And now she makes beautiful things with clay. Time for some make-believe. Special day, neighborhood of make-believe. Thinking of beautiful things, this is the day for the wedding of Betty Okanak Templeton and James Michael Jones. Let's pretend that everybody's getting ready for it now in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Thanks, Trolley. Yeah, it fits well. Oh, I know. I shouldn't be carrying this stuff in these good clothes. But James Michael Jones called to say that they still hadn't finished the wedding place, and he asked if I would come early and bring some things.
Hi. I've got the wedding cup and Henrietta's flowers.
Oh, good. I'll see you there.
I wish you well.
It's almost time.
Right. Meow, meow, Lynn.
Good day, Henrietta, and it is a good day.
Meow, 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 flowers.
I certainly do. Here they are.
Oh, meow, meow.
meow beautiful. Thank you, meow meow much.
You're welcome. Oh, Hen, you look so pretty.
Oh, meow.
You are pretty. You are black. You are perfectly dressed in wedding clothes, lace and bows. Flower girl, you are pretty. Elegant, you are black.
I thought I heard some singing out here. Hey, you girls look beautiful. I mean beautiful.
You're mighty handsome yourself, X.
Aw, thanks.
Meow means it, meow.
I certainly do.
Oh.
You are handsome. You are blue. You are wonderfully dressed in wedding clothes.
Oh.
Beak to toes.
Beak to toes.
X the owl, you are handsome, elegant, you are blue.
Well, you certainly know how to make an owl feel happy.
Meow, meow, come with us, meow, meow, wedding ex.
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm going to go with the platypus family. I'm going to sit beside Anna. I told her how much fun it would be just to sit in the audience and be able to see everything.
You're not only handsome on the outside, X, you're mighty special on the inside.
Well, thanks. I'll see you all at the wedding.
Okay, X.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
Well, I'd better be getting over there, too. Do you want to come with me?
Meow.
The king and the queen and Daniel and Lady Elaine are already over at Southwood.
Meow, okay.
Ready?
Meow.
Here we go.
Southwood, meow, meow, wedding. Meow, meow, excited. Meow, too.
I do believe that we're almost finished.
Well, Horn, I think that maybe you and I should get dressed.
And I believe that you have an excellent suggestion.
And none too soon. I think I see some of the guests arriving.
Ooh, isn't it exciting? Our wedding day!
I would agree that it's most exciting. We'll see you all back here in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything we can do to help?
Oh, no, Horn. We're quick dressers.
Aren't they something? Working on this place right up to the last minute.
I'll say.
Well, where are the king and queen?
Oh, they're over at Betty's house waiting until the trumpet calls.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't need to ask where Lady Abilene and Henrietta are.
Oh, this place looks beautiful.
Yeah. Meow, meow, beautiful day, meow, meow, neighborhood.
A beautiful day for a wedding. Would you be mine?
Yeah.
Would you be mine?
Yeah.
Where's everybody else?
The bride and groom have gone to get dressed, and everybody else is waiting for the trumpet fanfare.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Keith, would you put the wedding cup up?
Oh, here comes the trolley with the platypus family and X.
The guests are here. It's time for us to go and get ready to march in.
Well, I'm the usher. I'm going to stay here and help the guests.
See you in a minute, right after the trumpet fanfare.
All right. Hi! Welcome to the wedding.
We're the guests.
That's right. You are the guests, and you're going to be able to see everything.
Oh, this is a Bill special day.
I wanted to be in the wedding, but my mom and dad said no. I would sit with them.
And I get to sit with all of you. You sure look pretty, Anna.
Sometimes things are for the best. I'm glad you like my dress. My mom and dad got it especially for the wedding.
Did you see all those paper rose petals that Anna cut out?
Oh, Anna, these are great.
Thanks. They took a long time to cut out.
What's that mean?
That means the wedding is beginning. Come on along now. I'll give you your seats.
Oh, okay. This way?
This way.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to marry this lady and this gentleman. Your king is pleased to be invited to assume this awesome responsibility. Do you, James Michael Jones, take Betty Okeneck Templeton to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yes, I do.
Do you, Betty Okeneck Templeton, take James Michael Jones to be your lawful wedded husband?
Yes, I do.
Kindly repeat after me. We, the bride and groom,
We, the bride and groom,
take each other to be husband and wife.
Take each other to be husband and wife.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
In sickness and in health, in joy and in sorrow, as long as we both shall live.
In sickness and in health, in joy and in sorrow, as long as we both shall live.
And when the dew is on the rose, and the fragrance of life comes wafting to your nose, may you think of this glorious day, this day when your king graced you with his presence and declared that you, James, and you, Betty, are now husband and wife, whom king has joined together, let no person put asunder. You may ring and kiss the bride. You may drink the cranberry juice from the wedding cup. You may greet the bride and groom.
Wasn't that a special day in Southwood? And it turned out to be special for everybody. Do you sometimes wish that you could be the bride or the groom in a wedding? Most children have wishes like that. And it seems like a long time to wait until you're grown up enough to be a real bride or groom. Of course, the most important thing about a wedding is the love that people have for one another. The fancy clothes and flowers and presents are all very nice, but it's the people caring for each other that really makes the wedding. Love is people needing people. Love is people caring for people. That is love. Love's a little child sharing with another. Love's a brave man daring to liberate his brother. Love is people needing people. Love is people caring for people. That is love. And though some have costly treasure, it never seems to measure up to people needing people, caring for people, for that's love. Love is people, people, love. That's what's really important. And I think you're learning that. And the more you learn it, the better feeling you have. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week such a special one. You know how, by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.